Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever tried your best and still felt stuck? You've prayed, you planned, you worked hard, yet nothing seemed to change. Expectations went unmet, doors stayed closed, and frustration slowly settled in. Many people today are carrying silent burdens, feeling helpless, weary, and unsure of how to move forward. But frustration is not the end of the story. What if the very place where you feel stuck is the place where God wants to meet you? What if there is a solution beyond human effort? One rooted in love, guidance, and hope. In today's message titled, Hope for the Frustrated Heart, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites you to exchange your striving for God's rest. May your heart be open to discover how God gently leads, lifts your burdens, and shows you a way forward even in the middle of frustration.
People are in difficult conditions and feeling frustrated, and it's due to unmet expectations. They're feeling stuck. Some are feeling helpless, inability to progress or make things happen. And I tell you, some are dealing with difficult people, burnout, anxiety, depression, or even chronic stress. But my friend, let me tell you, God can take your frustration away. Hallelujah. In the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse 4, he says, I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love, and I was with them as those who take the yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them. What an incredible scripture. And the English Standard Version says it this way. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them as one who lifts up a yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them. So you see, in the Bible, yoke often symbolizes bondage or a heavy burden, representing oppression or difficult condition in which, you know, people don't have freedom, even especially determine their course of action or even their way of life. They become frustrated. But God shows himself as removing this oppression, leading his people gently with love, and even stooping down like a parent with a child to provide for them, showing his tender care. God is so gracious. So you see, notice the phrase, I was to them as one who took their yoke from their neck. God describes leading Israel with kindness, love, and gentleness, acting like someone removing a heavy burden, which is described as yoke in the Bible, from their shoulders and stooping to feed them, even in the midst of their difficulties and frustration. My friend, there is a solution to your frustration. There is a solution to your difficult situation, I tell you. He said, I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them. So I like this. I led them with cords of kindness and with bands of love. That's what God is saying to you and me. This is how God is in your life right now as I speak. I'm telling you, don't let the enemy deceive you. You and I can experience some different things of the world. Sometimes it feels like yanking or tugging, pulling and calling, pushing and shoving, name them. I'm telling you, the world would just try despising you. And I will tell you right now, that's not how God interacts with you. So if you can learn, I'm telling you, if you can learn to interact with the Lord, he says he draws us with gentle cords, with bands of love and kindness. He says, I was to them one who took their yoke from their neck, took their heavy loads, took their difficulties, took their frustration. And he says, I stooped and I fed them. You see, yoke also signifies partnership, submission to a higher authority, or even discipleship. That's what yoke also can signify. And so in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What an incredible scripture. Jesus is inviting you and me out of your frustration and difficult situation, not knowing what to do. Jesus' invitation is to take his easy yoke for rest and guidance. That means that connection to a higher power, from frustration or sense enslavement to the supportive relationship with Christ. That's what he's inviting us. Jesus is inviting you and me. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Hallelujah. So being yoked with Jesus means learning from him how he dealt with situations when he was on this earth. You are learning from him, submitting to his gentle guidance and working together, finding rest in his presence. That's what he invites us into. What are you yoked to? That's what I will ask you right now. You know, whether you are either yoked to frustration and struggles, or you are yoked to liberating partnership with Jesus Christ, I think you should take the latter right now. Be yoked with Jesus. His yoke is easy. And out of that, your frustration will be wiped away. Hallelujah. So God has this care and desire and his gentleness and his compassion and his nourishment that he's always wanting to give you rest, even in the midst of your day. So while everybody else is yanking on you, when you turn to the Lord, that's where you feel like he quiets you with his love. I tell you, he gives you the inspiration. He gives you the wisdom. He puts off and says, "Hey, don't be frustrated. That's not yours. Don't take that. Don't do that. Don't lose hope. Don't be anxious for anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God." Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, throughout the day, you can say, "Lord, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know how to respond to that. So Lord, I just need your wisdom right now." Tell him. And I tell you, he says, if anyone needs wisdom, they should ask him. He gives it liberally without reproach. Just ask in faith, not doubting. Hallelujah. So when you are in that frustrating situation, difficult situation, you just say, "Lord, I just need your wisdom right now." So what you do in that moment is you are coming to him, and that's when he starts speaking to you and he brings back promises to you. He said the Holy Spirit will remind you all the things that he has said. The Holy Spirit ministers to you. And you can say, "Lord, I don't know how to respond to that person. So, Lord, I just ask your compassion. I ask your kindness. I ask for your patience right now." And what is he doing in that moment? I tell you, he's taking that yoke of offense or worry or frustration off you. I'm telling you, because what are you doing? You are going to him. This is how you and I find rest throughout the day. I tell you, it works. This is not about taking a great vacation. It's about how in everyday life you have your hands lifted up to the Lord. "I give you everything today." You say that to the Lord. "I give you everything today. Lord, I hand you all of my questions and I invite you into all of my day." That's how we start to shine and be the salt and light in this world. Hallelujah. So in the midst of being overwhelmed by what's going on around you, my friend, people look at you and say, "What's different about you?" There is just this peace. They can see it. Peace can be seen, my friend. There is just this grace upon you. You have joy. Why are you joyful? They may be asking. Why do you have peace? They may be asking. Why? Because they wonder why. Because it looks like to them, your life should be falling apart because of what is happening to you. Look at what happened to you. Look at the economy. Or look at these gas prices and the bills coming here left, right, center. But yet you have peace and you are joyful. This is how you and I, in his rest and in our relationship with the Lord, start to exemplify the heart of God towards people. They can see you are different because you are connected to a higher power. You are connected to the one whose yoke is easy. You are connected to the one that gives you wisdom and understanding and direction in the midst of your problems and difficulty. So I just want to encourage you today that this is how we find rest and not be frustrated as we live our lives and deepen our relationship with the Lord. Not just your 30 minutes in the morning, but you invite him in the whole of the day. My friend, I spent my time with the Lord this morning and in my devotion, and it was great. But then afterwards, I'm looking at my schedule and I'm thinking, all right, so this and that and this. Lord, I invite you into this. I invite you into that. You invite the Lord into your day, my friend, and I can assure you that you are going to have a great day. You invite the Lord into every part of your day, and that's how you find his rest and avoid being frustrated and anxious and not knowing what to do. You know this common scripture that says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And what happens? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that's what we got to do. So this is my encouragement to you today. Ask the Lord. Hand over these things to him. Choose not to be anxious, but give it to him with thanksgiving. And then whilst you are doing that, you know that he is way, way, way bigger than you. And to handle all of these things, and he's already defeated the enemy, my friend. So even though the enemy is telling you all this stuff, the enemy has been defeated in your life today. Be rest assured. So you are going to have a great day. Invite God into your situation. Let him be at the center of what you are doing. So after you invite him constantly into your situation, then the peace of God comes before understanding. And from that place, we can speak peace to our situations. I tell you, there is power in our words. Our tongue is like a steering device of a great ship. You know that it's in the Bible. And in whatever direction our tongue goes, the ship follows. I tell you, the Bible talks about faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing. And so, for example, you are listening to the word of God right now, and I believe it's stirring up faith. But when you speak the word of God, I tell you, you speak it over your situation. It also encourages you and me. It stirs up my faith when I speak it out. Your tongue is fire, I tell you. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so you can speak things out. You can speak solutions to your situation. You can speak peace into your situation because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I find that confessing the word of God, confessing and saying, I just speak peace over situations. Devil, you cannot have this. From my business, devil, go. From my family, devil, go. From my career, go, devil. From my children, devil, go. People sometimes think I'm crazy because I'm talking out loud to myself. But that's okay. They think that I'm crazy. I can talk out loud and I can speak over a situation because it comes out as a declaration. I decree and declare. When you speak it, it comes out with this conviction and you can speak it with authority and it increases your own faith. I tell you, speak peace over your situations. So I will speak peace over my body. I will speak peace over my heart and mind. I speak peace to this in Jesus' name. That's why prayer is so powerful. You speak out, you declare and decree. You are speaking God's word. You can be praying as you are walking down the hallway at your workplace. But at the same time, I will take every moment that I can to speak it out. I do it because it stirs up my own faith and brings solution to situation. So Jesus is saying, come to him, take his yoke. His yoke is so easy as a believer. But if you are not a believer, this is not applicable to you. And this is the time that you got to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. And if you will, you will pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.